In the name of Jesus, who is Lord of every authority. Amen. Peter had encountered Cornelius a few episodes ago, and everything that Peter had thought had been challenged to the core. The nations, people uncircumcised who had nothing to do with the people of God, nothing to do with Israel as they knew it, were being brought into the community of Jesus. The same Holy Spirit was filling them. Their lives were being transformed into the image of Jesus. Paul and Barnabas, we've been following the last couple weeks, they have gone out into Cyprus and Asia Minor, particularly into Galatia, preaching the gospel in the synagogues to the people of Israel. But they've received a lot of resistance from Israel, and so Paul and Barnabas had started preaching to the nations, and they too had experienced what Peter had. The Holy Spirit coming on people unlike them. Romans, Greeks, people completely unaffiliated with Israel, uncircumcised men and women, coming to the community of Jesus, being filled with his Holy Spirit. Paul and Barnabas finish that mission and they go back to Syrian Antioch, their hub, where they have been preaching and teaching, starting a community for years now. While they're at this hub, a group of Judeans from Jerusalem come up, Christians, come up from Jerusalem to the church in Syrian Antioch. There they find Paul and Barnabas preaching and teaching and having a community of Christians, many of which are uncircumcised. These Judeans from Jerusalem say, no, 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 no. In order to be saved, in order to be a part of the people of God, you have to be circumcised. You have to follow the Torah, the law of Moses, all of his food laws, everything, every jot and tittle you must follow. Or you cannot be saved. You are not part of the true community. Paul and Barnabas are furious. They have seen the Holy Spirit. They've seen the work and transformation of lives through their preaching of the word of Jesus. And they say, no, clearly God is working outside of circumcision, outside of your food laws, outside of these things that we hold dear are no longer relevant. This dispute goes on and they cannot settle it, both digging their heels in. So the group of the dissenters and Paul and Barnabas head south to Jerusalem. We will go into Jerusalem and there the council of the apostles will gather and they will determine what is the right thing for us. On the way south to Jerusalem, Paul and Barnabas meanwhile take this opportunity to stop in every village they can, telling the people of Israel, look, we have encountered people from the nations, Romans, Greeks, barbarians, outsiders, and they hear the word of Jesus. Their lives are transformed. The Holy Spirit fills them just as it did us. So when they get to Jerusalem, the council is gathered. And there the testimonies begin. First, the Pharisees, these Christian Pharisees, begin their testimony. These are the ones that had gone up into Syrian Antioch to complain. They say, look, we all know that Moses is central to everything that we are as the people of Israel. Circumcision, our father Abraham, he was circumcised in his family. This is essential to what it means to be God's people. The food laws, all of the laws of Moses that we have followed for generations. Essential to being the people of God. We cannot jettison this. Peter then stands up as an alternative witness. He says, look, I spoke to y'all in Jerusalem years before. You know what I experienced that day. I never would have anticipated it. But Cornelius, the Roman centurion, his life was changed. His whole family right in front of my eyes. The Holy Spirit filled them. They weren't circumcised. They followed no food laws. They were unclean outsiders. God's Holy Spirit filled them just like it did us. God wanted to do that. Who are we to test God? To tell him what he can and cannot do, what it means to be his people. These Romans said Jesus was Lord of all. What else can we expect from them? Paul and Barnabas then stand up to witness as well and say, look, we have been throughout Galatia and the province of Cyprus. We've seen lives transformed, uncircumcised, outsiders. Namely, Sergius Paul, the Roman provincial governor of Cyprus. His whole life was changed. He put his life on the line to say that Jesus was Lord, not the Roman emperor. Who are we to go against the witness of God's work in the lives of people? James, the actual brother of Jesus, now the leader of the church community, stands up and says, okay, having heard all this, it seems clear to me that we can no longer say that to be the people of God is to be circumcised. No longer is it to follow the Torah of Moses. No longer is it to keep the food laws. It is enough that people hear the word of Jesus and live it. That they are transformed and filled with the Holy Spirit. That is enough. There's no difference anymore between us and them. Our Jewish culture, the Roman culture, the Greek culture, whatever. There's no more difference. The only thing that matters is whether the Creator himself is working in their lives. If his Holy Spirit is there, if the word of Jesus is transforming their lives, that's enough. We're all part of one family now. Everything's changed. Therefore, we will go and send a letter to all of the churches, letting them know that they do not have to be circumcised to be a part of the family of God. But to these Roman churches, we will tell them there are four things they must abstain from. Things sacrificed to idols, blood, strangled animals, and sexual immorality. The whole council agrees. This is good. So they write this letter, and they send Paul and Barnabas and Judas and Silas, and they send them back north to Syrian Antioch and to all the churches of Galatia, and they give them the same message saying, look, you do not have to become a Jew to be a part of the family of Jesus, but you must abstain from these four things. Food sacrificed to idols, blood, strangled animals, and sexual immorality. So off they go. They take these letters. They read them in the church in Syrian Antioch. And the people rejoice. And Judas and Silas take these letters around as Paul and Barnabas continue to preach and nurture this community in Syrian Antioch. The nations rejoiced when they heard this message. This is a message that probably doesn't make much sense to us. We need to unpack it. So yes, the first reason they would probably rejoice is that the men were probably saying, yes, we don't have to be circumcised. As an adult man, terrifying. But beyond this, it's amazing that they were rejoicing. Because the four things that they are to abstain from are hugely significant. Not to us in our eyes, but to them, it was everything. And yet they rejoice. The message was, you have to leave behind food sacrificed to idols. Uh-oh. All of the Roman Empire gets their meat through food sacrificed to idols. All of their rituals go through these temples. Second, abstain from blood. Uh-oh. Part of our religious, political allegiance is drinking blood as part of the rituals in the Roman temples. Stay away from strangled animals. Uh-oh. That's what they do when you gather in the public marketplaces and in the worship places of the Roman Empire. The animals are strangled as part of these rituals. And finally, the sexual immorality, the porneia in the Greek, it says. Uh-oh. All of the Roman Empire worship was built around prostitution. And part of the temples that had the prostitution was part of the worship of the people of their gods. The Christians say to these Romans, you don't have to be a Jew. You don't have to be circumcised. You don't have to follow our food laws. But you can't be a Roman in the most strict sense anymore. And the people amazingly rejoice and accept this. That they would be part of a new family. That the Jews are leaving behind their culture. The Romans are leaving behind their culture. And they're joining together as one. No longer us and them. No longer our rituals versus your rituals. We both leave them behind and we find something common in Jesus Christ. A new community, a new culture, as Jesus taught. My family, my culture, my society is this. Those who listen to my words and obey them. That's it. No circumcision, no food laws, no Roman worship, no Roman culture stuff. Listen to the word of Jesus and obey. That, a radically new culture, a radically new community in the midst of the world, pulling people from every culture, every nation, out of their culture into a new community, the community of the Creator himself, through the word of his Son. This solution that the Jerusalem Council comes up with couldn't have been really well accepted on either side by many. Those who thought being a good Jew is synonymous with being Christian just had their world rocked. And on the other side, those who thought being a good Roman was essential to being a good human being just had their world rocked. Good Jews, good Romans, no more. Good followers of Jesus, that's all that matters. And Peter said in his speech to the Jerusalem Council, look, we know that being a good Jew is actually a burden. It's hard to live up to the cultural expectations of our people, the customs and the rituals. Mindlessly, endlessly, all these expectations and restrictions, it's a burden. And those on the other side, they knew being good Romans, that's a burden as well. To live up to everything that the Roman culture expected of them, tirelessly, endlessly trying to live up to the standards of the culture. Peter says, look, this is actually liberating for both those trying to be good Jews and those trying to be good Romans. You're set free. Just listen to Jesus. He tells us his yoke is easy. It's not a burden. His word resonates with our souls because God created us to walk in the teachings of Jesus, even though the world tells us otherwise. If the Jerusalem Council were meeting this day to discuss good Americans coming into the church, what might they say to us? If the Jerusalem Council was gathering and saying, look, you Americans, you can join the Christian community, but you're going to need to leave your culture behind. The things that are essential to being a good American, things that we actually know deep down are burdens. Running the rat race, keeping up with the Joneses, impossible things. What might the Jerusalem Council say to us? You Americans, you can be part of the Christian community too. But you're going to have to leave behind X, Y, Z. What might it be? I don't have answers of what the Jerusalem community would say, but we need to ponder and reflect on this reality, that we as Americans, as we join the Christian community, we are not making being a good American synonymous with being a Christian. If we do, we're continuing to divide ourselves into us and them. What might it be that we hold on to fiercely in the world that we have to let go of? The materialism, the consumerism, the obsession with capitalism, the obsession even with democracy? What are the pet things that we love, that we think are essential to being a good American? The Jerusalem Council might say to us, you're going to have to leave that behind because it will divide you from your other Christian brothers and sisters. It will keep you from worshiping the Creator alone, listening to the word of Jesus above all things. You must leave your culture and its great values behind if you want to join the community of Jesus, whether you're a Jew or a Roman or an American. You're going to have to leave some essential things at the door. Because this is a new community, not built on us versus them. We let go of these cultural divides. We let go of these things that we think are essential to being a good human. And we find that it's only in the word of Jesus, only in his teachings and word, his example, that we find true humanity. So may we have the courage to hear the story of the Jerusalem Council and to ponder this day and in this week, what is it that the Jerusalem Council would say to us? You could be a part of the community of Jesus, but you can't bring your American wrapped body into the community. You're going to have to leave that at the door. May we have the courage to hear this message of good news. It's no longer the Americans versus ISIS. It's no longer the Africans versus the Asians or whoever you want to divide anything. It's all about finding our center in Jesus. Whether you're African, Asian, European, American, whatever you are, let it go. Find your Creator in Jesus. He will unite us. He alone can keep us divided, keep us from being divided from each other. Amen.